Well, we're a couple of days into the run of Miracle on 34th Street, live right here in Saskatoon, and you can go and see this until December 22nd, and we've got one of the actors in the production playing Fred Gailey in Miracle on 34th Street. We've got Mackenzie Dawson. First of all, Mackenzie, thank you so much for being on the phone to talk about this.
Hey, thanks for having me. Glad to chat.
Oh, absolutely. So how have the first few runs of this been going?
You know, it's been real fun. It's just about a full house every night so far, and we're really excited to keep sharing it with folks all month long. And actually, just this week, we announced that we are able to extend the show until December 29th.
Woo!
So there's a whole other week of shows for folks to take in. If they haven't got a chance to get a ticket yet, because they've been selling fast, there's more chances for them to see us all the way until the 29th.
I love that. So if somebody was like fully intending on going to the show and maybe, you know, timeline couldn't make it happen, now that anxiety, I mean, they can be put to rest now.
Yeah, that's right. It's not too late to get your tickets. So they can call in, they can book online and all that.
So, Mackenzie, I just got to ask, for people that maybe aren't familiar with the story and maybe have never seen the film, what is Miracle on 34th Street about at a glance?
Miracle on 34th Street is all about rediscovering the magic and hope of the holiday season. So in this case, Santa Claus, or Kris Kringle, comes to New York City and starts working as a mall Santa at the local Macy's department store. And, well, the thing is, he really believes he's Santa Claus because he is. And other folks say, well, we don't know about that. And so he goes on trial, so to speak, for people to determine whether he is, in fact, the one and only Santa Claus. Or I factor in.
Yeah.
So I play Fred Gailey, and Fred Gailey is a, you know, very fun, hopeful lawyer who believes in Kris and goes to bat for him in the courtroom and try to defend his cause.
Oh, that is so much fun. So how close or how much of a departure from the original film is the production?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think, like, in a lot of ways, it'll feel, for folks who have seen the show or seen the movie in the past, it'll feel really familiar. You know, we're trying to tap into some of that golden age of Hollywood, you know, time and sensibility, you know, a bit of that kind of classic nostalgia of a Christmas classic. And at the same time, we have a lot of, you'll see a lot of little jokes in there and a bit of looseness with some of the fun that we have in the show that feels a little bit more contemporary as well. So, you know, we try to give them a chance to see this story in a new light, too.
And I just love a story like this because it's a story like this, whether I see it on film or on stage, it's one of those things that really gets you into that Christmas spirit, right?
Absolutely. And it's one of the fun things to see, too, is for especially for the families that come and the kids that get to see, you know, Kris Kringle on stage. And, you know, you see afterwards in the lobby that they're just wondering a little bit more about, oh, I think that might have been Santa Claus. You know, the magic of the show is really lovely.
Oh, and like seeing the actor playing Kris Kringle, too. I mean, the resemblance is uncanny.
Well, and that's for a reason. You know, he does fly in for us to do the show. So I won't say from where, but, you know, it's up north for
from
sure.
From a special place. We're lucky in Saskatoon.
We are. We sure are.
We're incredibly lucky. Well, Mackenzie, obviously, I mean, goes without saying, this is for the entire family.
Yes. Yeah. You know, all ages, old, young at heart, you know, come through and have some laughs with us. I think this is a really great you know, balm for the wintry months. You know, we're getting into long nights here in Saskatoon, and coming to Miracle on 34th is a great way to just add a little bit more brightness to your season. So I invite folks to come out and just be uplifted with many other folks who will be in the room for the same thing that night.
Well, and I'm imagining, because like what you said with the, you know, the very unique interactions that you get to have with the younger audience in a play like this, like this is such a different kind of fun in theater than pretty much anything else any other time of the year.
Yeah, exactly. The fact that it is so seasonally specific, it has a special tone of magic. And I think for a lot of folks, that's a really, you know, particularly impactful type of way of enjoying theater, that it has that sense special sense of magic, right? That,
yeah,
I think is, you know, it lasts, it sticks with folks. And if it's their first chance to go out and see a play and this is the one, then I think that's something that encourages them them to say, like, wow, you know, maybe we can go see more theater. And you know, that sticks out as maybe a new holiday tradition for them, too.
They're going to be walking out of Miracle on 34th Street here in Saskatoon feeling all of the warm fuzzies. That's what you're saying.
I think so. Definitely. Absolutely.
Awesome. Well, really looking forward to seeing it. Mackenzie Dawson, an actor in Persephone Theater's production of Miracle on 34th Street. Thank you so much for chatting, and break a leg for the rest of the production here. Like you said, extended till the 29th.
That's right. Cheers. Thanks for having me.